Say Hello, written and read by Carly Finlay. When the bad guys on TV look like you, and the monsters in bedtime stories seem lonely like you, and you hear the phrase, a face only a mother could love, and know the only person who tells you that you're beautiful is your mother, you learn that too. Erin Kian, Monsters. Every 2 months or so, I receive an email from a TV production company or tabloid magazine, the type that runs stories on people with rare medical conditions, ridiculing them for the way they look. The TV shows set the tone with their titles: Embarrassing Bodies, Body Bizarre, Born Different, The Undateables, and so on. You don't need to watch these shows to understand the type of public gaze they attract. Asking a person with a visible difference or disability to appear on a show with such titles for other people's entertainment is insulting and predatory. While I haven't watched full episodes of all of these shows, I have observed that the subject of the show never tells their own story. It's narrated, I expect, by a non-disabled person, with a camera zooming in on the most unusual part of the subject's appearance, and it's highly medicalised, for awareness raising, and entertainment. And yes, that's right. I don't watch the programs, but I have an opinion about them. I have taken some flack for that, but when people with disabilities, facial difference, and rare diseases, sometimes the same type of mine, are featured on the shows, I can have an opinion, because I live with the stares, the sniggers, the ridicule from strangers, and the expectation to educate people every day. I also live with the intimate parts of my illness, the shedding skin, the infections, the screams of pain. I don't need to televise this or invite an audience to get their embarrassing bodies fixed. Regular viewers can't understand my disdain from these programs, chiding me for being too outspoken about them. When my skin condition is featured on these shows, I always get messages from well-meaning friends telling me the show is on. They're excited to see someone like me on TV. Strangers I meet tell me they've seen ichthyosis on these shows too. They often claim to know more about the condition than I do, detailing how long it takes the people featured to bathe and scrub their skin. I guess I can thank these shows that I don't have to discuss my much quicker shower routine with a stranger though. A producer who invited me on a show told me, I must stress that the name does not reflect the sensitive nature of the program. The title is more of an attention grabber and not indicative of the human nature of the stories we cover.